Don't ask me to sketch the circuitry of a suit. I can't. But I understand that some very good concert violinists can't build a violin either. I can do field maintenance and field repairs and check off the 347 items from cold to ready to wear, and that's all a dumb MI is expected to do. But if my suit gets really sick, I call the doctor, a doctor of science, electromechanical engineering, who is a staff naval officer, usually a lieutenant, read captain for our ranks, and is part of the ship's company of the troop transport, or who is reluctantly assigned to a regimental headquarters at Camp Curry, a fate worse than death to a Navy man. But if you really are interested in the prints and stereos and schematics of a suit's physiology, you can find most of it, the unclassified part, in any fairly large public library. For the small amount that is classified, you must look up a reliable enemy agent. Reliable, I say, because spies are a tricky lot. He's likely to sell you the parts you could get free from the public library. But here is how it works, minus the diagrams. The inside of the suit is a mass of pressure receptors, hundreds of them. You push with the heel of your hand, the suit feels it, amplifies it, pushes with you to take the pressure off the receptors that gave the order to push. That's confusing, but negative feedback is always a confusing idea the first time, even though your body has been doing it ever since you quit kicking helplessly as a baby. Young children are still learning it. That's why they are clumsy. Adolescents and adults do it without knowing they ever learned it. And a man with Parkinson's disease has damaged his circuits for it. The suit has feedback, which causes it to match any motion you make exactly, but with great force, controlled force. Force controlled without your having to think about it. You jump, that heavy suit jumps, but higher than you can jump in your skin. Jump really hard, and the suit's jets cut in, amplifying what the suit's leg muscles did, giving you a three-jet shove, the axis of pressure of which passes through your center of mass. So you jump over that house next door, which makes you come down as fast as you went up, which the suit notes through your proximity and closing gear, a sort of simple-minded radar resembling a proximity fuse, and therefore cuts in the jets again just the right amount to cushion your landing without your having to think about it.